Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Succi. Welcome back to another night of Max and Friends. Tonight, I'm celebrating 10 years on air here at LA Talk Radio. 10 years. In 2008, when that red on-air light came on, I was like, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And with over 600 interviews and guests, and 10 years later, I thank you, I salute you, I am grateful. You know, Max and Friends really was created to be a show. It was actually to go back to the genesis of Max and Friends for all of you that are tuning in tonight for the first time. Welcome to the show. I've been here 10 years. Follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci and on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio, and get the LA Talk Radio app. It's free and you can take me to bed with you every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. But to go back to the genesis of Max and Friends, it all started with To The Max, which was on BBS Radio. And then it switched over to LA Talk Radio, and then the name changed to Max and Friends, and then I started having great co-hosts like Tamara Bowman and Sean, and everyone would join me, and we would have so much fun, and then it snowballed into 10 years later of Life to the Max, Radio to the Max, Max and Friends. I'm Max Tucci, your host here for 10 years on LA Talk Radio. I just love saying that because dreams come true. You know, and then you have to dream bigger. And my friends are you, the listeners, my guests, the listeners, the celebrities that I interview, the authors that I interview, the newsmakers, the everyday people who I interview. You're all my friends. You're the reason why this is Max and Friends. You're like Wendy Williams says, you're my co-hosts. You tweet me at Max Tucci. You tell me what kind of shows you want. You email me, max@maxtucci.com. You're part of the show, and I give you what you want, and I'm grateful to be able to do that and to be able to sit behind a mic and say, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for LA Talks Radio's Max and Friends. And then I always leave the show with goodnight and good karma and with some advice like, dream big. Your life is big. Keep reaching. You are not here to shrink down to less, but to blossom into more of who you really are. Follow your passion. It will lead you to your purpose. All kinds of stuff I say here on Max and Friends. And right now, where we are is exactly where we need to be. And that's on Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. I'm going to play you a great song. One of my buddies, y'all know I love much. He's from the group Menudo, and they're on tour right now through South America. They're on a 90s Latino tour with a lot of the famous Latino and Latina pop stars of the 1990s. And they're traveling South America. And Ash is really, he's a bright one. I love my Ash. And I love the song that Ash has come on to Max and Friends and has allowed me to play. I'm going to play it here tonight from Ash Ruiz. And then I'm going to go into an archive. I'm going to see if I can get a couple archives into the mix. But I want to almost go back to like my first show, which is, I think Daryl Dawkins was on my first show, Chocolate Thunder. Because at the time we were working on a cooking show. And that's how diverse Max and Friends is. We go from Gordana Bernard and Valerie Love, Nandaji, Barbara Taylor Bradford, Jackie Collins. Oh, wow. This list is a long list of amazing people. Eva LaRue, of course, CSI Miami and The Real Housewives. How many of them have been on? Bravo stars, reality stars, authors. Oh, my goodness. Like, this is overwhelming me right now. Oh, my God. I'm just so grateful for all of it. And, of course, to get back to and musicians and music and Sophie B. Hawkins and Tiffany and Stacey Q. I mean, when you really go over the 10 years of radio here that I've given you and the guest, you know what? I'm proud to say that this is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci. I got to tell you about what I was up to last week. I was in New York because Becky Diamond, who was on my show, the book, The $1,000 Dinner, well, Becky and I have become great friends, and Becky is my co-author for the Oscars Delmonico book project that we're working on. You know, that kind of, I've been a little bit radio silent, literally, about that book, but we had some great meetings at Delmonico's. It was an amazing time. Becky and I were really able to sit down in front of publishers and editors with our agent and really, really talk about the story of Oscar Tucci, Mario Tucci, Mary Tucci, Sesta Tucci, Gigi Benaforti, and the whole Oscars Delmonico cast and characters. It's something near and dear to me, and it's a story that, like Oprah told me once, that our stories need to be told. And this is not just my story, nor the Tucci family story, but this is the story about New York. This is New York. This is what changed. My grandfather really changed the face of dining as we know it and fine dining as we know it, hiring now some of the top people in the industry. But then they were waiters and busboys and front of the house and so on and so forth at Delmonico's, Cereo from the Cirque, Tony May from San Domenico, Fedora from Fedora's, Harry at Harry's Hanover Square, Mr. Lelo Arpaia, Donatello Arpaia's father. I mean, so many great people came out of Delmonico's, and Oscar Tucci and Mario Tucci were the ones that really were the creators of this elegance, of this lifestyle, of this self-worth. Like Gordana Biernat says, it's Delmonico's is a self-worth story. So we've been working on that, and those meetings were great, and I'm just putting that energy out there of love and appreciation and gratitude, and thank you for those publishers and editors that came to our meeting, and thank you for the ones that are reading the proposal. All good things. So I just surround that with love and light, and I release it into the universe, and so shall it be. Also, the night before, on Thursday night, I had an awesome lunch with Whoopi Goldberg for the Fund for Public Housing at Delmonico's. And there were so many things that I learned that day about public housing in New York. I was born and raised a New Yorker. You know, it might be LA Talk Radio, but I'm a New Yorker at heart. And what I learned about the Fund for Public Housing is that they need your support. And, you know, the projects and the housings of New York were back when Whoopi was telling me, when her mom was there and when Whoopi was a child raised in them, that they were beautiful housing. And that they've become deteriorating, you know, and it's almost like this wall that politicians have surrounded the housing with to keep them is especially the word that they use, to keep them in, you know, and to let them down. But like Whoopi said, like her dreams and desires and her goals were so much bigger. And Delmonico's was in one of those that she said, I'm going to eat at Delmonico's one day. And it was great to have other kids from the housing now being able to eat there. They know that they too can dream big and that anything is possible. So thank you, Whoopi Goldberg, for that. And Tom, for calling me and saying, can we do it at Delmonico's? You know, it's like there's a billion places all over New York. And they chose Delmonico's just because of its roots and histories. It was America's first fine dining restaurant, date back to 1827. So to be able to have one of the first meetings for Fund for Public Housing in that restaurant is amazing. Go to Fund for Public Housing, check them out on Instagram and Twitter, follow them, support them. And I'm going to be doing a lot more work with them too, just because I love making dreams happen. And if we can help kids in housing and kids in the projects of New York have bigger lives because we believe in them, then I want to start here with it on Max and Friends and my radio show and me as a personality. So thank you, Whoopi Goldberg. Hey, I've got to tell you about Pinterest. So go to Pinterest.com. It's a food intolerance test. It's amazing. Harmonize your diet with your immune system for improved wellness. So Pinterest, go there now. Use the promo code MAX. That's simple. MAX in your promo code. You will save $60. And not only save $60, but you will also get free worldwide shipping. And you'll find out what you are intolerant to. It changed my life. For me, I'm intolerant to potatoes, to coconut, to garlic, and chili peppers. But there's scales and degrees of the intolerance. So check it out. It's worth, because, you know, sometimes you're like, oh, why do I have heartburn? Oh, why do I have indigestion? Why do I have pimples? Why do I have this? Why do I have that? Because you might have a food intolerance. And it's simple enough where an allergy can kill you. A food intolerance will give you all those other discomforts, like gas, and all that kind of stuff. But Pinterest, go there and use my promo code MAX. You can follow me on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio, and there you can click on the link and order, and I'll also tweet it at Max Tucci, the link, so you can get that Pinterest there. There's also installments if you want to pay over time. It's like, I think, about $300-something, but if it were to go to your doctor and get it, it would be like thousands of dollars, so sometimes you can skip the middleman and just go to Pinterest.com and get your food intolerance test. All right, I'm going to play Ash's song, and then when we're back, we're going to go right into archives here on Max and Friends. So again, I thank you all for being part of the show. Continue to be part of the show. I'm still going to be here. And follow me, email me, let me know what's going on, join me, and let me know what shows you want to hear here on Max and Friends, and what touches you and what moves you. And maybe you wrote a book, or maybe you wrote a song, and maybe you want it here. I'm always more than happy to talk to you. So let's rise together, because I love when Oprah told me, together we rise, and I believe that to be true in my core, that together we do rise. And you know, we're here for one another. The simplicity of life is, let's just all, remember back in the, can't we all just get along? Yes, we can. We can. It's conscious creation. It's conscious belief. It's what we talk about here a lot on Max and Friends, especially with my girl Gordana Biernat in her book, Hashtag Know the Truth. It's a great book. And also Panache Desai over the year has joined me. And Mastery of Consciousness by Nandi. And, oh, the books over the years that we've talked about are many. So you can go to latalkradio.com/max. There you'll find 10 years. Wow. 10 years of archives. 600 plus guests. Interviews, laughter, crying, storytelling. Storytelling, listen, radio is all about storytelling. Like my auntie Rolanda Watt says, she goes, nephew, you're a great storyteller. You know, Dr. Maya Angelou is about storytelling and be a storyteller. So we all have stories to tell, and one of them is mine and yours. And that's why we're Max and Friends. So I congratulate 10 years, not only for myself for being a host, but for not giving up. Never give up. If your dream, listen, when it's your dream and it's reality, just be yourself, because you are wonderful and they will all manifest. Everything will just happen naturally. You know, no one tells a flower how to grow. It just happens naturally. And if you watch Planet Earth, I watched Planet Earth yesterday. My point of watching Planet Earth is the simplicity that no one tells animals or nature what to do. They just instinctively know. And I think when your instincts, your intuition tell you what to do, you've got to trust and listen to them, because they're greater than you are. They are you. That's the real you, in my belief. So trust yourself. Trust yourself and be yourself. You're wonderful. I thank you for tuning in to Max and Friends. Now we're going to play my buddy Ashru's song. And then from there, we're going to be lifted to a whole nother vibration, to a whole nother frequency, and just let our synchronicity continue to flow together. I thank you for joining me for over these years. And wow, I was only supposed to do 5 minutes and we're already into 12 minutes of this. But that's how much I love you. And I just trust and believe in all of you. Hey, you know what? Also, I want to talk about real quick. Give me one more second. I want to talk about, you know, Jessica Bunavach, who's a friend of mine. She was on the show Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid, been a guest on Max and Friends, was on some other radio shows here on LA Talk Radio. But she's coming out with a show now on LA Talk Radio. She's doing a video show. So that's my point. You know, I say first time you're a guest, second time you're family. But with LA Talk Radio, first time you could be a guest, second time you could be a host for your own show. So that's why I love LA Talk Radio, because it's continuing to expand. I'm here 10 years, which means it's been here 10 years. So together we're expanding, we're growing, we're creating great shows, great content. Content is king, and LA Talk Radio has a lot of it, over 70 shows where you can listen to on the app or at latalkradio.com. So if you feel like you want to be part of the family, now let me tell you, I was going to do courses in how to be a radio host. I might still do them. So if there's interest in that, reach out to me, because I have done this for 10 years. And I say that not to be egotistical, but to be helpful and to teach you how to do it. What I'm going to say is, with radio, without giving up my whole course for free, I'll give you a tidbit, is that you have to be dedicated. And it has to really be a passion, because if not, it's just not going to work. I mean, that's how you have to do your work for it to work. That's what Dr. Jan LeVanSant says. You got to do your work. And over the 10 years, I've done my work. And I work with a great team. My whole team here, really, my LA Talk Radio family, and my internal team of my producers and my assistant who helps me with emails, and also just in general, the team that I've created internally with Max and Friends is a huge support. For guest booking, from guest booking to producing to getting people to show up and to sending emails so that I can, you know, show up here, turn that red on-air mic light on and sit in front of the mic and put my headphones on and really enjoy what I do, which is giving you shows. So again, my gratitude, I can't express. You know, if I were to do a video of it, it would be like Roberto Benigni when he won the Oscar. He's like, I want to lay in a field of grass and make out with everybody. That's what I want to do. I want to just lay in a field of grass. We can earth together. We'll be earthing and making out. I kiss all of you. I really do. I'm so grateful for all of you, because I get your feedback. You know, and what saddens me too is that over the years, I've had so many great guests and so many of them have passed away. You know, Jackie Collins is one. I'm looking at her picture right now here. And she says, to Max, you give great radio with love, Jackie C. That was in 2014. And oh, how I wish that I could still have Jackie on and do our we used to do the New Year's shows. How much fun. And wow, and talk about Kathy Griffin and martinis and all of Jackie's greatness. So yeah, and then listeners, you know, it's you listeners, man, I love you all. And there's been listeners that have passed too, and I miss, I really do. I look back, you know, Facebook sends you those day, you know, on this day and remembrances. And there's been listeners that I've met and we've hung out and, you know, had a great time and they've passed. And, you know, I thank you because your energy is around this show and you loved it. And I love it. And all you listeners that are still here enjoying it, you love it. So, and for those of you who don't love it, let me know why. Let me know why. I will take all criticism and I will take all praise because there's a beautiful flow of duality that I look at. All right. So we're going to get into Ash's song. And thank you so much for being a part of Max and Friends for the 10 years. I bow to all of you. Namaste. Namaste right here on air. And give you all 10 more years, 20 more years, however long I'm supposed to do this, I'm going to give it to you, of Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Right now, Ash Ruiz. Our friends throughout the years. Or maybe I'm going to leave you one show. I don't know. You know what? We'll play it by ear. We'll be organic about it. All right? So I love you all for tuning in. I'm going to say goodnight and good karma, but I'm not going to say that because the show's ending. I'm going to say that because I'm going to play some archives so we can go back. So you could hear the growth of Max Tucci on air. Yeah. Okay, so what am I going to leave you with? I'm going to leave you with this from The Secret, from Christian D. Larson. I promise myself to be so strong that nothing can disturb my peace of mind, to talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person I meet, to make all my friends feel that there is something worthwhile in them, to look at the sunny side of everything and make my optimism come true, to think only of the best, to work only for the best, and to expect only the best, to be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as I am about my own, to forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the greater achievements of the future, to wear a cheerful expression at all times and give a smile to every living creature I meet, to give so much time to improving myself that I have no time to criticize others, to be too large for worry, too noble for anger, and too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble, to think well of myself and to proclaim this fact to the world, not in loud words, but in great deeds, to live in the faith that the whole world is on my side, so as long as I am true to the best that is in me and to the best that is in you, I say unto you, I love you for listening to Max and Friends. Good night and good karma. And just consciously create and believe you can. And I really do. I live that every day. You know, there's a law of abundance. There's a law of attraction. There's the secret's not that deep. You just have to believe in yourself. I really believe that. And believe that if you can dream it, you can do it. That your daydreams can turn into reality. Here, minded on Max and Friends. So stay tuned. Love this song as much as I do from Ash Ruiz. Most beautiful light. Go follow him on Twitter. And until we speak again, remember, just be yourself. You are wonderful. For Max and Friends, I'm your host, Max Tucci. Good night and good karma, but don't go far because we're going to have some great music and also some great archives here tonight. My 10-year anniversary.
Like some poetry, you are my mind. that I see. Baby, you're the one.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Succi. I couldn't just let you go. That was Astro's Most Beautiful Light. I love Astro's. I love that song. It's inspiring. It is encouraging. It is just telling you, baby, you're the one. You're the most beautiful light. So shine on, shine bright. You know, before I go into archives, we're going to actually, I talked to my producers and we're going to go into the first show ever, which was the Daryl Dawkins Show, May 4th, 2008. May 4th, 2008. So we're going to get that up and running in just a moment. But before that, we're going to get a great song, which is my girl, Sharon Agati. Sharon Agati is amazing. She's done some intros for Max and Friends. She's done some jingles for Max and Friends. But Lead Me to the Water is one of my favorite songs. It is an inspirational song. It will encourage you to just be still and listen to all that is so that you may be led to the water and that you'll hear the song here on Max and Friends. I'm not going to give it all up to you, but it is one of my favorite songs. And then I'll be right back. So stay tuned, because right now, Lead Me to the Water with my dear friend, Sharon Agati. Hey, speaking of Sharon Agati and jingles, I got to give a big, huge shout out to Monroe King, because Monroe King is the one who wrote the jingle, Max and Friends. He says what he wants, not holding back, not scared of any topic from sex doll to gossip. Listen in to hear what Max is dishing. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. So I love you, Monroe King. You are part of my life every Sunday night on Max and Friends. And I love you for that intro, because literally it's my ringtone too. So right now, Lead Me to the Water by Sharon Agati. And when we're back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more. Stay tuned. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends. Tweet me at Max Tucci.
Water, gotta hear my soul in the water.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was my girl, Sharon Agati. That was the song, Lead Me to the Water, with a beautiful Philharmonic who actually played for Madonna. Tonight, Sunday night in New York, is the Met Gala for everything actually fashioned through Catholic, through Catholicism. The reason why I bring that up is because I just said Madonna, so I don't know. There you go. Just to let you know what's happening in New York. But hey, I want to say thank you also to Sam, Dina, and Ronan for over the years just always being there for Max and Friends. So, and Ronnie, thank you. Oh my God, it's been so long, girl. But thank you all for, you're my in-house, my LA Talk Radio family. So thank you for believing in me and trusting me. And right now here on Max and Friends, we're going to do a throwback Sunday, a TBS, to May 4th, 2008, my first radio show ever. Who knew that 10 years later I would still be here? I did. I knew, because it was my dream and my passion, and I never, ever give up. So enjoy the show, the rest of the show. We're going to play about 20 minutes of it, and then good night and good karma for real. Take this week to the max. Trust yourself. Believe in yourself. And right now here on Max and Friends, TBS Throwback Sunday to my first radio show ever on BBS Talk Radio and now on LA Talk Radio. Hashtag grateful. Hashtag good night and good karma. And hashtag don't go away, because you're going to hear my first show. Listen, just listen to my voice. I love it. It shows how I've matured over 10 years. Woohoo! All right, 10 years of Max and Friends. Here we go with the first show ever that I was introduced to the radio waves. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Nina, can we talk about this new earth, please?
Oh, of course.
Now, I just want to put a disclaimer out there. I did not read A New Earth because it's on Oprah's book list. So let's just put that out there for real. All right?
Oh, of course.
Now, to put it out there real quick, A New Earth, okay, it's awakening to your life's purpose. And in A New Earth, Eckhart shows how transcending our ego-based state of consciousness is not only essential to personal happiness, but also the key to ending conflict and suffering throughout the world. Mm-hmm. Now, that statement I find very true in the book. What do you think about this book?
Well, I just think it's a great book because you kind of can look inside yourself. And you just get awakened to a bunch of different things. You just kind of look deep into yourself, and you just understand things a little bit better than you did before. It's not going to totally change you unless you allow it to.
Well, listen, I've always said this in life. Change doesn't change until you change.
Of course.
If you're not ready to change, this book ain't going to do a fucking thing for you.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not. You got to be ready. You got to be ready. You got to be ready for it. If you're not ready, then you're not going to change.
But then I also say, all right, now what do you think? I also think that, like, there's no such thing as coincidence in life. Like, everything, I think, happens. And it's like when you pick up that book and you're going to buy A New Earth, it's because that's when you need it in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're going through something in life and you need something to take you out of that. You need, like the book is supposed to do, you need to be awakened to take yourself out of that situation and move forward.
Listen, the book is so, it's so confusing. It's like, I read it. I'm like, I think I'm reading it for my second time now. Because I don't.
You have to, definitely. Like, you have to go back through it.
Holy shit, Nina. Let me tell you. It's like, when I opened the book, I was like, okay, who just landed from fucking planet Mars and was like, let me write a book and tell you all what it's about. And I was like, this book, I could not understand it. And then I was like,
I know.
And then all of a sudden I was like, all right, you know what? The way we're going to understand this book is by doing exactly what it says. And it's by taking the ego and putting it aside. And I think once I did that, I was like, oh, this all makes sense now. And I've tried to apply that to my life. And sometimes it works.
And sometimes it doesn't. Because you know what the thing is, Max, is because you're surrounded by people that don't want this in their life. You're surrounded by people that don't want to be awakened. So it's hard to be put in a situation. And you apply it yourself and nobody around you applies it.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Listen, I'm all about it. So, part of the book are you, did you finish the book? Or are you in between chapters right now?
I did, but I'm in between going back and reading through it because like you said, it's just so hard to understand that you have to read it a couple times.
This is definitely a book that we're going to have to read. Well, I suggest whoever buys A New Earth, read it twice, read it three times, read it four times.
Or take Oprah's classes. She's got the classes.
All right, listen, we're promoting my show, not Oprah's. But read the book. Read the book.
No, you read the book and you come to Max's session. You read the book and you come to Max's session.
There you go. That's how we do it. I mean, there's room for all
of us. That's the only way you're going to learn.
We're both Aquarians and there's room for both of us. So listen. Okay. But listen. So the deal with this book, A New Earth, is that I think that everyone should read it a couple of times. And if you forget, listen, it's like life is work in progress, right? So if you need to refer to it, refer to it. Don't you think?
Of course. Definitely. I definitely suggest everybody getting the book and reading it because this world needs a change. It's got to change. There's just so much going on. And I think everybody should definitely read the book and try to apply it to their life.
You know what? I love the word that you just said, try, because try to imply it, I think, makes life so much easier as opposed to saying you've got to do it. Because I think once you tell people you've got to do it, they're not going to do a fucking thing.
No, of course.
No. So try to apply this to your life and really enjoy the book and enjoy life. Because, I mean, you and I both know that we've been through shit in life, man. And it's like,
oh,
a
God.
Book's not going to help us because we're going to help ourselves.
No. It's not going to help you. It just tries to guide you in the right direction.
It will awaken us to be a new person.
Of course.
You know, so.
It definitely does.
Listen, we're going to refer to this. I mean, I just wanted to sneak this in the show tonight. And, you know, I wanted to let you know that from time to time, you're going to be my New Earth Book Club person. So
yes,
if I don't get something, I'm going to call you. And if you don't get something, you're going to call me. Yes. So everyone listening, if you're reading A New Earth right now, please let's talk about it. You can always call 818-602-4498 and let's discuss it. Let's do like one night A New Earth. You know what I mean? It's like we got to take life to the max. And that's the purpose.
You got to bring A New Earth to the max.
And we're going to bring A New Earth to the max. So listen, I am going to let you go because I know you are a new mama and you got a baby.
Yeah.
And I know it's late because it's 11:30 on a Sunday night.
It sure is, and I need to get to bed.
Get to bed. Give your baby a hug. Give him a kiss and enjoy him. And I will talk to you really soon.
Congratulations on your new show.
Thank you so much, and I'm going to call you from time to time. What? Holla!
Okay.
So, all right. Well, listen, Nina, thank you again, and we're going to be discussing A New Earth. So,
definitely.
On that note, I say goodnight to you. Peace, love, and take it to the max.
Good night.
All right. So you see, it's very interesting, people's takes on things. I mean, we're really, like, I don't know how to discuss this. So you know what? I'm not going to, because I think it's a topic that really needs a show dedicated to it. So my mind, I'm an Aquarius, like I said. So it dances and dances and dances, and it tangos. And the person who reminds me of tango the most is my grandmother, Letty, who's actually sitting here in my studio right now. She's bundled up in the cutest little orange scarf and gloves. She's got a blanket around her. She's like, I want to be there for your new show. I want to be there for your new show. So I have her here, and I just wanted to give her a big shout out. She's 81 years old. She's a yoga teacher. She is a pilot. She flies single-engine Cessnas. Planes are another one of my favorite thing. And she is very cool. So I want to give her a big shout out. I'm giving her the peace sign right now, and I'm opening up my heart to her, and I love her.
I love you.
I love you too. There, you heard her. So, all right, that's Grandma Letty. And she's going to be on the show too, because she is also an herbalist. She is known for remedies that no one knows about. So we're going to have her on the show from time to time, giving us her little intake on what she thinks is the best thing for you guys out there. And it's all natural, because she buys none of that bullshit that the American government buys in, all that shit that's on the shelves. She's really a purist. So I think it's nice to be part of the purity and to really enjoy life and take life to the max. And we're going to do that with Letty coming up on one of our shows one of these days, one of these Sundays at 11 p.m. So it's like, I was told not to jump around, but because my mind does that anyway, we're going to get a guest on the phone. Now, this girl, I got to kind of put a disclaimer before I speak to her, because the views and opinions expressed with Nikki Bloom are not the same of mine. So she's got a great personality. She's going to be on the show a lot. I'm going to be the Howard, and she's going to be the Robin. And we're going to fucking dish it like no other. She's she is a very outspoken person. She is a very big Republican. She has her beliefs, and she is one of my favorite friends because she is consistent about them. There is nothing wishy-washy about her. And she's like ready to dish the shit out. So before we get to her, I want to drop real quick one of my favorite, most interesting persons in life is Barbara Walters. And I'm kind of pissed off that Time Magazine didn't make her one of the most influential. They fucking shorthanded her. The magazine, we should all have a magazine burning party and have her sit with us in Kumbaya and fucking roast marshmallows on all the shitty people that they picked except for her. I shouldn't say shitty people to all of them, because there's some great people in there. But it's really disrespectful that Barbara Walters, the living legend, did not get in Time Magazine the most influential person. So she's going to be in New York, and since we're doing a New York broadcasting, I'm on New York, you guys are wherever you are, she's going to be at Barnes & Noble, Lincoln Center, 1972 Broadway, New York, New York, Tuesday, May 6th at 12:30. And go get the book. She has a new book. It tells you all the dish about this woman's life. I swear to God, I tell people that I am her love child with Fidel Castro. Because I swear to God, this woman, when she went down to Cuba, there was no way that she could be sitting on the bow of a dictator's boat with a smile on her face unless she's fucking him. And I'm their child. I'm the product of Barbara Walters and Fidel Castro. I mean, bottom line. So go support her. Go buy her book. Bless the woman. She is so cool. Tuesday, May 6th, 12:30, Lincoln Center. You guys can go online and you can find out her book tour. She's going to be doing another – she's going to be in California. She's going to be in Connecticut. She's going to be in Virginia. The woman, I hope she has a private plane to bring her everywhere she needs to go. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Florida, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Illinois. The woman's going to be everywhere. So support her. Buy the book. Okay? Buy the book. Have her sign it. And really enjoy her, because she's a very cool lady. Barbara Walters. Barbara Walters, I give you an invitation to call to the max at bbstalkradio.com whenever you want. So if the invitation is in vain, so be it. But I have a feeling that maybe it won't be, because you never know, right? So Barbara Walters, we love you. Max loves you. I think you're really – and you deserve the spot. We're trying to call now Nikki Bloom. So let's get her on the line here, because she is the force to reckon with, Miss Nikki Bloom. Barbara Walters, I love you. Liz Smith, love you too. And Liz Smith, hi. Mina, this is Max. Is Nikki available, please?
Yes, she couldn't get through to you.
I know. You're on the radio right now, Mrs. Bloom. How are you?
I'm on the radio.
You sure are.
So say you can ask me questions, listeners. Or do you want to get Nikki?
I want to talk to your daughter, but Nikki, I'm
hold on, people. I'll get Nikki. Hold on. Still
all right.
Nikki.
You see?
Yeah, I'd rather you talk to Nikki. I'm half asleep, Max.
Well, I'm sorry that you have to be half asleep. I hope next time you hear my show, you're awake.
Oh, I'll be fully awake.
All right. All right. So let's get Nikki on the line.
Okay, Nikki.
Hello.
Nikki Bloom. Say hi to all of my listeners live on bbstalkradio.com.
Hello, everybody.
All right, Nikki, we have I'm going to leave you for the last segment of my show, because you're going to be on my show a lot. You are going to be my political analyst. We're going to have all the CNN, all the Fox shows, everything that's fucking out there. You and I, we're going to battle this shit out until Election Day.
Absolutely.
And not battle out between each other, but battle out between the press, between the public, between the media, between everybody. So, and you're the one that really is going to break it down for people, because you know what's up. But all right, before we get into that, I just want to ask you real quick. Did you hear that Madonna's playing live in Dubai? This is something that's troubling me.
I did hear. Is that with the tour she's been doing all around now?
I heard that she's getting massive millions of dollars to play. Now, I'm thinking, why? She's a Kabbalist now. So she,
red
bracelet. Everyone sees the red bracelet. You know, it's like, what the fuck is a Jew going to Ramadan for to sing?
Yeah, I thought the same thing also, but I guess for the money, that's what people will do.
Right. Listen, I used to do the Kabbalah thing. I used to go to Kabbalah, drink the water, hold it on my forehead. And then I was like, God bless Kabbalists, because it's not my thing. But we're going to go right now. Hold on. Before Nikki, give me 1 second, because I want to open up something that's going on right now. Okay.
Sure.
Now, we all know Reverend Wright. Because what's our favorite quote, Nikki? The chickens
are coming home to roost.
To roost. Okay, so this is our fucking favorite saying ever since we saw this crazy man's ass on TV. And at first, I know that I thought he was like this insane man. Then I was like, the motherfucker got his shit together.
I agree.
You do, right?
I agree. Absolutely. He's not crazy. He's laughing all the way to the bank, and he's got his thing going.
Okay, let's discuss how, okay? He's moving into they say $1 million. We know it's not $1 million. 10,000 square foot house in Chicago. He could give a shit less what anybody has to think about him. And while Osama, oh my God, I call the Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah, it's like the same thing.
When Barack Obama stabs the man in the back, he stabs him right back, and the New York Post had the best little comic with Hillary Clinton paying him off. I thought it was the funniest shit that I ever saw in my life.
Yeah, you never know.
You do never know, and I mean, listen, it's just a very interesting. Did you read today with this crazy, we're not going to call him crazy anymore, but that he stole somebody's wife?
Yes, I did read that article today, and the guy is going to come into the forefront and talk about it, but he's laying a little low. He says out of respect for his children, but yeah, he started with marriage counseling, and then he moved right in, taking her out to the movies, dinner, and he just moved right in on the guy that he was trying to marriage counsel.
And, well, listen, I mean, to me, this whole thing is comical. I think, you know what? I think BET needs to do some kind of reality show with Reverend Wright.
I don't think they want to go there.
Could you see, okay, Run DMC has his show, Reverend Run. Then you got Reverend Wright. Okay, I call him Reverend White because, I mean, the man, I mean, bless him. But he's like the whitest man that I've ever seen.
I agree.
All right. So listen, Reverend Wright, the chickens are coming home to roost. I think that should be his new book, okay? And What do you think real quick about – what do you want to talk about? Real quick, give me something that's on your mind that you want to discuss because I have a couple minutes before I got to close the show.
Oh, you know what I was thinking about as I'm driving around today and I'm hitting potholes on the roads? I want to know, where does the lottery money go? What are the politicians doing? What does the state and the government do with all the millions that they get to keep from the lotteries?
Well, they're not fixing the fucking roads because my car, I put new tires on that car 6 since February. So they're definitely not going into the roads. That I can tell you right now.
So that's, but, yeah, I know. That's probably something, you know, that this, maybe should be brought out into the open.
Well, you just brought it out into the open. These politicians are taking the money. They're getting their private jets. They're going on their fucking holidays. They're enjoying life. And we've got to drive our cars through fucking potholes. You think it's fair?
They're paying for it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we pay for their vacations.
Oh, I know. Haircuts, everything. You name it. We hold up the airport, whatever. I think I'm going to run for politics.
Listen, you and me both. So, I gave you a disclaimer before the show that your thoughts and ideas are not based, really, we don't, you know, they're your own, and I have my own, so I gave you a disclaimer. So, listen, on that, though, I think that we should run for politics. Listen, Mickey Mouse, okay, has a watch, okay?
Right.
John F. Kennedy, when he ran, had a watch. Nicki and Max need to have watches when we run.
Well, listen, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. We'll start on the road to politics. Get the word out there.
Well, listen, you're going to be on my show a lot. Okay, we're going to talk. I mean, tonight is just a sample because we don't really have that much time. So I got to give you all a sample of what we're going to do. So tonight's really like the buffet of To The Max. We gave you a sample of everything. But I promise you in shows to come, it's not going to be so scattered and things are going to be really tight and we're going to really have a good forum for conversation. Nikki's going to be on it and you're going to be my political advisor To The Max. You're going to take that to the max.
I definitely look forward to that.
So, and we're really going to – like, I'm going to dedicate one show to you. We're just going to talk one night about all the bullshit that's going on. So,
I wish it was more than an hour.
Listen, get me sponsors, get me advertisers, and we'll do a 2-hour show. I don't have that problem. And then
I'm for it. Lots to talk about. Lots.
Listen, if you want to be my sponsor, if you want to be my advertiser, call Sam at BBS Talk Radio. Call me, email me, Max. You can look at my website, maxtucci.com. You can email me at my email there. You can contact me, and let's get sponsors going. I mean, come on, this is the time. This is the wave. I mean, internet radio is really going to be the wave of the future. And Nikki and I are going to be a part of it. So I'm going to be a part of it. And you're going to be a part of it. And all my listeners, too. Nikki Bloom, I love you. I got to go because I'm wrapping this show up pretty soon. And tell everyone good night.
Wonderful. And good night to everybody listening. Have a wonderful evening.
Nikki, keep your phone on because I'm calling you because we got to discuss more shit, all right?
Absolutely. Have a wonderful night.
Good night, Nikki. All right, listen, guys, real quick before I wrap up this show, because I'm getting a little flasher in front of me that we've got to get going. But tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. Rock it the fuck out. Have fun. If you drink, drive responsibly. Too many people are dying because of bad decisions with drinking and driving. If you're in New York, go to Arriba on 720, what is it? 9th Avenue, 762 9th Avenue, Arriba. And you can rock it there. Happy birthday to Kimmy. It's her birthday on Cinco de Mayo. And she's going to tear it up there. You guys, I got to tell you, I had a great show. Thank you for all listening. I know that I've got Jackie out there listening in Atlanta. I've got my good friend Annie Berlin listening out there in New York. She's going to come on the show. She had fucking cocktails with Liz Smith. Y'all got to check that out when she's on the show. We're going to talk about it. She's a playwright. She's a fantastic girl. So she's going to come on the show again one of these days. And thank you all for listening to The Max. We're going to be here every Sunday night at 11 p.m. on bbstalkradio.com. And you guys, this show has flown by. I can't believe that I've had a full hour. I hope I didn't bore you. I hope I excited you. So in everything you do, guys, you know, we're going to have our little slogan to go off the air. But take it easy. Take a deep breath. Enjoy life. Be inspired by my show, be inspired by life. And in everything that you do, I'm going to tell you all to take it to the max. So, and I always encourage you to call 818-602-4498. And let me know what you have to think, what your thoughts are, what your requests are, what you want to talk about, what you want to hear, what you want to know, where do you want to go. There's so much to talk about. BBSTalkRadio.com is the place to listen to it. I'm giving mad shout outs to everyone. And to everyone out there for listening tonight, I want to thank you. And for all of my guests tonight, Emily, Nina, Stacy, Nikki, You guys rock. I love you. Thank you, Annie, for listening. Jackie, for listening. For my people from A Small World who wrote me, thank you. To the clubs in London and everything else. And all of my product placements tonight. And to Sonia Dakar, thank you for making your drying potion. I love it. It's one of my favorite things. And I've got to tell you all, you know, I'm here every Sunday at 11 o'clock, New York time. I call it New York time. So love you all. Have a good night. And remember to take life to the max. Till next time. Bye, guys.
You're listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on BBS Talk Radio.